Good morning to Steve Pender. He is the owner, CEO, vice president of Family Legacy Video. Check him out at familylegacyvideo.com. And as you were sharing the story of what you do, you're kind of creating a personal family documentary is what it sounds like.
Yep, exactly. My niche is what are called video biographies or legacy videos. And what I do is basically help. It could be individuals, could be families, could be business owners.
Yeah, you mentioned multi-generation businesses.
Multi-generation businesses.
Think of somebody like Grayline, who's been around for 100 years, you know, to tell the story from the founding to the grandfathers to the kids.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Actually,
or maybe
Grayline's a great prospect.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Does. Perfect. Yeah.
Or maybe you're in a position where you're going to be bequeathing a good amount of money to
that's
grandchildren.
Wrong or, show. That's not us.
Yeah, okay.
is this a video where you say which one, in the end, the last surviving, the person who just died said, you know, I really like you guys.
You get nothing.
So you get 50 G's a piece, but you really kind of let me down with your cat as a Democrat bumper sticker, so you get Bupkis.
Right. Well, you could. But most people don't go that far. But we produce what you can think of as a personal documentary where we take time to I like to call them the storytellers. So let's say you've got a grandparent or even a parent, and you want to preserve their life stories in a very, very personal way to pass along to the coming generations. I take time to get to know them, get to know their stories. We come in, we do an interview, the lights, camera, action thing, and then we...
So you do original footage, you do interviews.
Original footage. For instance, we talked about the multi-generational business, so we might interview the founders of the business and then come in and we can shoot what in the business is called B-roll. It's that descriptive footage of what goes on in the business or
sure.
in the family. And
sure.
That can get incorporated, or if you've got family photos or films or videos or anything really that's visual that can help enhance the story, we can incorporate into the video, and you can have kind of a very basic presentation, or we can really amp it up if you want to, and you can do the full Ken Burns History Channel, Biography
sure.
Channel effect. It all depends on your time and
Joe and I have been scripting a Wake Up Tucson documentary that we're
going to
do. Joe's going to be on that wall behind him with a little sound bafflers.
How does it end, Chris? That's the question. A scary ending.
Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Well, and if you think about all those oral meetings and oral, like at dinner for Thanksgiving, and your aunt tells a story about your grandfather from wherever.
Yep.
Those get passed down by generation, but if you don't capture those moments, and I've done it a few times with just a little camera, just
sure.
tell that story, you
yep.
know, but you
yep.
produce it and make it a yep. thing that becomes a family heirloom.
Yeah, well, when you think of it, and this is by no way like a funereal thing. I mean, some people worry about, oh my gosh, I'm going to record my stories and then that's it.
Yeah.
But no, it's a real celebration. None of us knows how long we're going to be around.
Sure.
So you want to get those stories down while you still can.
Sure.
And, I have folks who've done this years and years ago, and they and their families are still enjoying,
So how long have you been doing this business?
I've been in the video business for over 35 years. I started back in New Jersey, so I'm an immigrant from the East Coast.
We forgive you.
Thank you. I saw the light. And so I started out basically in the corporate realm, doing years and years working on videos for businesses and not-for-profits and corporations. And then in 1998, I decided to produce a video biography. I didn't know it was called that at the time, but a little documentary about my paternal grandmother. And I saw the impact that had on my family, so that's what kind of got the wheels turning. It took a while for me to actually, we got to Tucson, and then it took a while for technology and costs to kind of catch up to my idea, because when I started in the business, that was still the days of tape-to-tape editing and huge multi-million-dollar editing suites. And,
sure.
And now, you're doing it on your desktop.
On an iPhone, right?
So it's amazing.
So do most of your business come all over the country or here, or where do you get business from?
I get my website, as you mentioned earlier, familylegacyvideo.com. It does pretty well in the search rankings, and so I get a lot of people coming to me through the site. And I've got a lot of samples on the site, too, and a lot of information. So before you call me, you can see what these kinds of projects
are. So say someone calls you from Florida.
Yeah.
Do you send a film crew out, or do you actually, depending on their budget, you'll go to
it? Yeah, it all depends on the budget and what might be available in the local area.
Right.
So somebody in a populated area, quite often what I can do is save money by hiring some local people.
Sure.
You know, so like a typical crew is generally me. I do the interviewing and the directing and the producing. I know my strengths, and while I can light and shoot, I prefer somebody that really knows how to do that well. So I'll bring in somebody to do that, and then we also like to have somebody doing sound and makeup to people. You know, this is not heavy theatrical makeup. It's just to keep people looking fresh and natural on camera. And so, you know, I can usually find a couple of those people locally and then maybe travel with either myself or myself and the camera person. So we can save money that way. And then, you know, if we're on the East Coast, since I worked on the East Coast for a long time, I have a lot of contacts in that area. And then, of course, if we're in this area, then I've got...
Where in Jersey are you from?
I grew up in Union County. I was always in the New York metro area, so a town called Rahway. And
I've heard of it.
I've been there.
Yeah. Lived in Hillside. Last lived in Clifton, which is in Passaic County, kind of up around Irvington, Newark, Passaic.
I've been to Clifton.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got a friend of mine doing construction in the city, and he said it's $1,000 a square foot right now.
Oh, or
600 square foot, a little apartment.
It's, you know, one of the... there were two reasons we moved. One was the winter. We just got tired of ice and snow and all that stuff. And we wanted to buy a house, and we wanted to find something we could afford.
Right.
So that's where we... And plus, we love Tucson. But, you know, those are the two main reasons, plus the geography that we came here.
Now, when doing one of these films, and you've done lots of them, well, who's the most interesting person or being you've ever had to cover? Has anyone ever had their dog on there or anything like that?
You know, the paperclip or something like that?
I haven't done pets yet.
Okay.
But that's, you know, I'm willing.
A lot of people like their dog better than their family.
If the check clears, right?
Exactly. You know, we'll get the pet cam and we'll go low and we'll get their view of things.
Pender's going to start GoProing a Labrador.
There you go.
Start GoProing the Labrador Retriever.
Absolutely. So, we can do pet videos. People that want to appear with their pets and talk about their lives with their pets, sure. Gosh, there was a guy, talk about business, who really wanted to tell his business story, and it was phenomenal stuff. He started in about 1940s when he graduated from college. He and a fellow who also spoke Spanish went to Peru. They decided they were going to make their fortune in Peru, and it was just an amazing story. He wound up going into the jungles. He wound up living with a native tribe. He wound up discovering a plant that they eventually were able to harvest and turn into insecticides. And he built this empire. It was just an amazing Indiana Jones kind of story, you know. And you hear some, I've just heard some amazing things over the years. But also the thing that impresses me about the folks I've spoken to is that everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know.
That's
you don't,
the thing. Everybody's got a story.
You don't have to be General Patton,
right.
You know. And so everybody's got drama, comedy,
right.
And things that are valuable to leave.
So we have a very nice relationship with Dan Shearer, who's the editor of the Green Valley News.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me about things that people drop off at his office.
Mm.
Because when you live in Green Valley, you have all of these people with all of these great stories have all moved to this area from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, like, a spouse will pass away and the surviving spouse doesn't want it. And you find out that they did these amazing things in, like, World War II or whatever.
Yeah.
So these collective, those, another bonus, I think, of being in this area, because we are a retiree area, is these collections of all these amazing stories have all moved to one county.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Right.
So they're out there.
Absolutely. And I'm here to help help tell them.
Question for you. Is it mainly someone like the business guy that does it for himself, or is it the family that does it for... the business guy? Is it like the ego piece of what? Who's your client?
Mostly what I've found, and it varies a little bit, of course, but I think this trend to do these kinds of projects has really been motored by the baby boom generation. You know, these are folks who still have their parents, maybe even their grandparents, and they're realizing, you know, we've got to get these stories down for our kids.
Yeah.
And very little of it, at least in my experience, has been ego-driven. I mean, it's really a need and a want to share these stories and pass along the values.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about, say, if you're going to leave a lot of money or some money, maybe you want the folks who are going to get it to understand where this money came from and how you've handled it, and maybe give them some guidance or running a business or just living life, you know, and talking about the way things were. You know, we're all on our smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Think from when we were kids, how technology has changed, you know?
And Ed used to churn ice cream with the thing.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I wish I lived near him. But, you know, so much has changed and continues to change now in a short space of time. You know, you want to get these stories down and told.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, so that has driven it. Sometimes it's the senior or the storyteller who contacts me, or the business person that wants to tell their business stories. But, yeah, I find a lot of it is the baby boom generation, you know, and quite often they've needed to spend a little bit of time convincing their parents or their grandparents to do this, because they tend to be modest.
I think about it. We always, on a regular basis, we have the people from Honor Flight who take these World War II veterans, and you talk about how, I forgot the lady's name who does it locally, but she has less and less and less because they're dying off.
Oh, exactly.
So how many of those amazing stories are dying off every day?
Yeah, and I've run a project through my Rotary Club where we've been capturing our veterans' stories, of the club members. Because when I started, we had a number of World War II vets, and you know we don't now. Yeah. So it's really important.
So I see your Rotary pin. Give a shout out to your Rotary, because we're big Rotary supporters.
Oh, great. Well, so I'm with the Catalina Rotary Club. We meet on Fridays for lunch over at the Viscount Hotel.
Okay.
Great bunch of people, and I've been with them since about a year after I got to Tucson. I found my way into Rotary, and it's been a great way to get involved.
Yeah, a great way to get involved in the community. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. It's familylegacyvideo.com.
Correct.
His name's Steve Pender. What's a phone number for those people who just maybe are, you know, interneters?
Sure. Well, here locally, the local number is 520, of course, and it's 743-4090. It's 743-4090. And always happy to talk and try to match a project to whatever you can afford.
All right. Put them on. Let's go. Steve's dad's on the phone.
Oh, my Lord. This is
okay, not really on the phone, but who's Steve's dad? What's up? Hello. Come
Good
on.
Good morning.
Heather, come on.
Who's there?
This is Tom. So I asked Steve about his dad being inducted into the New Jersey Baseball Sports Hall of Fame several years ago.
Oh, I know who this Tom is, yes. Okay. Yeah, my dad was a very he was a great pitcher when he was in his high school days, and pitched for American Legion, and so he's been inducted.
Have you done the video on him?
I did do some video with him. I did a video about my mom as well. So at least I've gotten some of the family done so far. It's kind of a shoemaker's kids kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Haven't done me yet, but we'll work on that. But yeah, and he was a great ball player, and then he's been inducted into a couple of halls of fame in New Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah.
You guys are Yankee fans, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah, I figured. Yeah. Jersey's usually Yankees. All right. Steve Pender, familylegacyvideo.com. Check them out. Again, you can do a personal documentary of your family, your business. Get the story down on tape, because one day that the people who are telling the story are not going to be here, and you're going to really treasure having this in your collection.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, guys. Check them out. Familylegacyvideo.com.